Mahu shehayamin vehasmol hem bistira.
What does it mean that the right and the left are in contrast in a work? The verse says, keep the words of this covenant and do them, so you may be wise in all that you do. We should understand why he says, keep and do them, so you may be wise in all that you do. This implies that doing is so that by this you may be wise in all that you do. It follows that doing is like a preparation, where by doing we will be able to be wise in what we do. This means that there are two matters to discern here in the work.
One,
the act, as it is written, and do them. Two, the learning in the doing, as it is written, so you may be wise in all that you do. Ostensibly, this is a contradiction. On the one hand, it means that the main thing is the act, as it is written, and keep and do them. But then it is written, so you may be wise in all that you do. This implies that doing is only a means by which to achieve understanding with the intellect. To that organ and tendon. Therefore, according to what he interprets there in the Sulam, we should interpret simply that he says that in all things there are the anterior and the posterior. The preparation for something is called the posterior, and the attainment of the matter is called the anterior. Similarly, in Torah and Mitzvot, there are we shall do and we shall hear. When observing Torah and Mitzvot as doers of His word, before being rewarded with hearing, the Mitzvot are called 613 counsels and are regarded as posterior. Accordingly, we can understand what we asked. Why does it say, keep and do them? Which implies that doing is the most important. And afterwards he says, so you may be wise. That is, when I tell you, do them, it is only a preparation to attain the actions. It follows that the main thing is the learning, the intellect and the reason, and not the action. The answer is that the main thing is the action, since without actions, we cannot obtain anything.
But
through the actions, we can achieve adhesion called equivalence of form. Since from lo lishma, not for her sake, we come to lishma, for her sake. Hence, the actions are the most
However,
we must remember that before we're rewarded with vessels of bestowal, when we only want to be rewarded with working for the sake of the Creator and not for our own sake, there are many ups and downs in this work. It is known that the body objects to work that aims to achieve adhesion with the Creator. So once the good within men prevails, and once the bad within men prevails. This is called the war of the inclination. In other words, there is work in action, which is the work of the general public, who should aim that the acts they do not be for the purpose of respect, money, and so forth, but for the sake of the Creator.
Hence,
those people who want to work for the sake of the Creator do their deeds in concealment. The measure of concealment is, as Baal HaSulam said, that a person should behave just like the people in his surroundings. In other words, he should not be conspicuous in his environment. If he shows that he slights customs that are practiced in his surroundings, or that he's more strict in some matters than what is customary in his surroundings, the work of that person is no longer considered in concealment. Since when people are in a certain environment, if one of them does something different from the environment, that person draws attention from the society, and everyone looks at him. It follows that his work is not in concealment. These people feel the taste in the work as surrounding light, which shines to the general public of Israel. This is, as it is written, I am the Lord who dwells with them in the midst of their impurity. This means that although a person has not yet been purified of self-love, and all his work is in order for the Creator to reward him in this world and in the next world, they are nevertheless regarded as working for the sake of the Creator. In this work, a person can see his progress, since each day he adds Torah and Mitzvot. Naturally, he can derive from this vitality and joy, and he can observe what is written, serve the Lord with gladness. It is known that this work is called one line. In other words, a person does not know that for the sake of the Creator is something that requires special attention. Rather, like the rest of the people who have faith in our sages, who said, one should always engage in Torah and Mitzvot, even if lo lishma, since from lo lishma, one comes to lishma. However, one does not think that this work and intention require time and work. He thinks that it comes naturally, without any special work. As our sages said, from lo lishma, we come to lishma. For this reason, this work is called one line. But if a person comes to understand that for the sake of the Creator is special work, that this work does not pertain to the general public, but only to those who received an awakening from above, that their intention should also be to bestow. And this is something special. And he begins to examine whether he can work for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake.
ועל עבודה זו יש התנגדות
to this work the body objects since it is human nature that he does not understand anything that is not for his own benefit.
וכאן מתחילות העליות.
Here begin the above mentioned ascents and descents.
שהביקורת,
it follows that the examination that the person did on his actions, whether they are for the sake of the Creator or for his own sake, when he sees his loneliness and how far he is from this work, the person should pray to the Creator to give him the power to overcome the will to receive for himself.
ואז יש לפעמים,
at that time, sometimes the body argues,
כמה פעמים,
you saw how many times you prayed to the Creator to help you, but you did not receive any help. Therefore, it must be that this work is not for you. A person cannot always overcome such arguments.
In that
state, one remains as though dead, completely lifeless. And naturally, he cannot persist and continue in this work. This path is called left line in the work, since there is a rule that anything that requires correction is called left. Therefore, in the work, the person must not engage in this manner, meaning to criticize whether his work is in wholeness. Rather, as is said, where he says, in a work on the left, half an hour a day is enough. Majority of man's work should be on the right line, called wholeness. In this work, a person should be without criticism, to see if his work is in wholeness. A person should say, even though my actions in Torah and Mitzvot are incomplete, I am still grateful to the Creator for giving me the intellect and will to have some grip on Kedusha, holiness. That is, whatever grip I have, I regard it as a great fortune, since I see that there are many people in the world who have no connection to Torah and Mitzvot, so I am happy with my share, that I was given some contact. And since I believe that this is an important thing, that little bit of contact with spirituality is more important to me than my whole life in this world, I do not deserve to be given more than I have. And the rest of the time, I'm confused by all kinds of nonsense that I cannot overcome.
לכן אני שמח כל היום ויש לי
I'm happy all day long and this gives me high spirits since I know my loneliness. Therefore I'm thankful to the Creator for the small part with which I have been privileged. From what he's doing. However, since the right and left contradict one another, meaning that either one feels that he has wholeness or he feels that he is deficient. But how can there be two opposites in one subject? The answer is that although they are in one subject, they are still in two times. That is, there is a time when a person should be in lowliness, and there is a time when one should be in pride. This is, as Bala Sulam said, that in a work there are always two opposites. Our sages said, be very, very humble. It follows that the essence of man's work is to try to be low in his spirit. It is written, and his heart was high in the ways of the Lord. This means that a person should be proud, meaning try to be proud and not look at the general public. Instead, he should try to be higher than the general public. It follows that we should ask about this as well. How can there be two opposites in one subject? Here too, we must answer that this refers to two times, one after the other, for then both can exist.
However, we should ask why we need these opposites. That is, why do we need this oppositeness? And why is one way, either lowliness or pride, not enough? The answer is that we must walk on two lines, the right as well as the left, even though they contradict one another. That is, precisely when they contradict one another, they yield the result that we need in order to obtain the purpose of creation, which is his desire to do good to his creations. That is, it is impossible to receive the delight and pleasure from the Creator before we have corrected ourselves with vessels of bestowal, which is the meaning of equivalence of form. Therefore, although by nature man is born with a desire to receive for his own benefit, when a person is told to observe Torah and Mitzvot, we must say that by observing Torah and Mitzvot, you will be rewarded in this world. And in the next world, to the extent of his faith in reward and punishment, he observes Torah and Mitzvot. Although he is working for the sake of the Creator, meaning he wants to receive reward from the Creator and not from people, since he does not engage in Torah and Mitzvot for people to see how he works, but his work is only for the sake of the Creator, because of the commandment of the Creator. This is called Lo Lishma.
Klomar, she'agam mibchinat ha'maaseh,
that is, although in practice he engages in Torah and Mitzvot only for the sake of the Creator, his intention is his own benefit. Hence, this is called Lo Lishma. Yet our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and Mitzvot Lo Lishma, since from Lo Lishma he comes to Lishma.
והאדם צריך לומר, בתוך עמי אנוכי
ישב. A person should say, I dwell among my own people.
כל אדם
meaning
צריך לעבוד,
that each one should work like the rest of the public.
But
without special attention, the person will remain in Lo Lishma and will never achieve the purpose of creation. For this reason, at that time, a person should say, and his heart was high in the ways of the Lord, meaning, I do not want to be at the degree of lowliness like the general public. I do need to achieve the purpose of creation. This is considered that he begins work in criticism to see how much he prefers the love of the Creator over his love of self. This criticism makes him deficient, and he begins to seek advice how to emerge from the governance of self-love. However, here in this state, when there is war between the will to receive in a person and the desire that is now within him, which wants to acquire the desire to bestow, sometimes the desire to bestow prevails, and sometimes to the contrary, the will to receive prevails. This is why at that time there are ascents and descents. A person should know that while he's in a state of deficiency, he has nothing from which to draw vitality, and then he has no fuel to continue the work in Torah and Mitzvot. This is why he must shift to the right line.
ועניין קו ימין הוא בעצם קו אחד. כלומר,
the right line is actually one line, that is, the same order of work that he had while working only in action, called Lo Lishma, should be applied now. That is, he needn't pay attention whether his work is Lishma. Rather, now he should say that he is not more important than other people. And as the rest of the people who work in Lo Lishma are satisfied with the work and are high-spirited, likewise he, who is worse than they are, certainly does not deserve a more important place in the work. In other words, even compared to the rest of the workers, he is at a lower degree than they are in both quantity and quality.
And
he must thank the Creator for giving him a thought and desire to do something in spirituality, as this is a gift from the Creator, who has rewarded him with a little bit of work in Torah and Mitzvot. For he does not even deserve this much, as he sees that there are many people who have no connection to Torah and Mitzvot. At that time, when one feels himself in wholeness, that person is called blessed.
ואבי מורי זצ"ל אמר על זה,
Baal HaSulam said about this, that when one feels blessed,
אז האדם,
he can adhere to the blessed.
כמו שכתוב,
as it is written, the blessed clings to the blessed.
לכן, דווקא ממצב הזה,
therefore, precisely from this state, a person receives fuel for the work. When a person works on the left line, he's in a state where he should say, and his heart was high in the ways of the Lord. That is, he must not regard the general public, but rather be at a higher degree than the general public. This applies only when he works on the left line. Afterward, he should shift to the right line, of which our sages said, be very, very humble. For this reason, he truly is humble. At that time, a person should know that he is not more important than others, and he is happy that he was given from above the desire and yearning to do something in Torah and Mitzvot. This is the meaning of the words, rejoice in all the good. Meaning, even anything, from this a person should receive joy.
It
therefore follows that both lines are required, precisely by being in contrast. They yield the required result in order to achieve the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations. We should also know that concerning right, which is wholeness, a person can use it only when he can lower himself. But as for the left line, he can use it precisely when he's in a state of pride.
He talks
about two times here, that the right and left, pride and lowliness and so forth, and that each one is definite. Small, the left is left, the right is right. How does a person identify that now it's time to shift to the right, or now it's time to shift to the left?
If he has the forces to uplift the Creator, he goes in that until he completes the right line. That's it.
What
does it mean to complete? He might stay there by mistake?
No, no, he cannot remain there by mistake. It's from above. He's given conditions for the right and conditions for the left.
So
the shift from right to left or left to right is help from above.
Yes.
And, from the person's point of view, he has to be alert for it, look for it.
The person on his side needs to learn what does he do on the right path and on the left path in order to advance towards the Creator.
And then suddenly he receives an awakening. Now your right line is enough. If you continue there, it's already klipa. How does he receive this alarm clock that now tells him you have to move to the left?
We need to see that from experience.
Because if it doesn't happen, let's say he doesn't move, then what?
If he doesn't shift, it's going to be in the klipa, in the shell.
And then he will identify that he's in a klipa?
Yes, not immediately, but he will realize it. Eventually,
eventually,
one remains where he's comfortable and not where he should be.
So what saves him from that?
What saves him from that is that how shall I put it? He has to reach a state where he builds a tight connection between him and the Creator.
Thank you.
Rav, בקו ימין יש כוונה או יש...
Rav, on the right line, there is intention or just gratitude?
Both.
אבל אם יש כוונה, זה מכניס אותו ישר לקו שמאל.
But if there's intention, it puts him in the left line.
כי אז הוא מרגיש שהוא לא שלם.
Because then he feels he's not whole.
קו ימין זה לא שהוא...
The right line doesn't mean that he agrees with everything and he accepts everything and he's happy without any reason, seemingly. But rather, the right line is what happens to him when he is on the right, when he is in some state, and that state brings him to equivalence. Then it is considered to be the right.
Rav,
this article brings up a question. What is desired for the Creator? What state he wants the person to be in?
The Creator wants the person to advance through all the states that he has ahead of him until he reaches his wholeness.
It
is impossible to reach that without left.
Yes, and this is also what's written, that the main work of the person needs to be in the right line called wholeness. The question is, what's the difference between being in the right line and being in falsehood? Because it says, on the right, I'm thankful for the little share that I have and I'm high-spirited. How does a person recognize whether it's really true or false?
Only according to how much he's adhered through the environment to the Creator.
עכשיו שאלה, שמתי לב שכשאדם נמצא עם עצמו, נגיד והוא לא נמצא בשגרה שלו.
Another question. Let's say a person is not in his routine, he has a day off, he's with himself, he has time to think about the Creator and do work. Let's say he wants to do the work of the Creator and achieve wholeness, but immediately he has to go through the left and go into a struggle. So it turns out that he's not most of the day on the right, but he's at war.
Well, that is the best state.
So I can't seem to understand the spirit that Rabash describes here, that a person is on the right most of his day.
This will happen later when you're rewarded. In the meantime, all you deserve is to be in this struggle.
So this struggle is desired. We need to fight this war.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll say it from a first-person perspective. I look at the 10. I see they're not connected. I don't want to connect. I have no desire for it. And so on and so forth. That's the truth. That's reality. Now, do I bring this truth to the 10 and I say, guys, what's going on? Where are we? Where's the goal? What are we doing wrong? Let's think. Or I play the game that we're in connection and bestowal and love.
Where do you know if you are connected or acting it out?
Me? I feel.
When what you feel is the truth?
What I feel is truth. What else is truth then?
Okay. This is how you look at the group. Then this is what you determine.
Again, I'll refine it, clarify it. I can understand intellectually that this is what I see. They have eyes and see not, and it's what I see, and it's not actually true, it's not the state. I am broken, and that's how I see. But on the other hand, this is the lack, the deficiency for correction, this gap between the two states. One, what I am supposed to see. Two, what I actually feel. Now, if I turn off this deficiency, what's the right way to work with this deficiency in the 10, or it's the person's individual work?
If you will justify them, what will happen? And if you continue seeing them this way, what will happen?
If I justify them, and it's only I know that I'm justifying them, on the outside I act like everything's fine. So, I don't know. Whatever happens is whatever happens. But if I come and say it, then I might awaken the friends to some work, to even to some anger that will shake them up to get closer.
If you justify them and relate to them as though they're whole, above reason, you don't see it that they're this way, but you accept them this way. What will you gain from that? What will you get out of it?
I will be corrected. I will feel ultimately that I get closer to them. I see them differently.
Well, fine. So why not do that?
Okay, then.
So I'll
continue the question then. Now, why not to do that? He writes, in order for him to have fuel for the work right after this, a person can receive only when he feels wholeness in the work and he is happy with what he's doing. Is it possible that a person justifies or makes the effort to justify and he has no happiness from it, no wholeness?
This depends on the state that he is in. If he's in a state of the left or the right, it could be that he doesn't want to justify them because then he will be wrong. Turns out that all of our work, all that we have to do is just the right line. From that, the left will come, and all the other things will come from that.
He read that one needs to be most of the day on the right, and then half an hour a day he's allowed to be on the left.
He's permitted. I mean, what can he do in order to be on the left?
In order to inspect the right.
But this left too is because I want to add to the right.
Yes.
So the work itself, even this left, is as if it's not real. Or can we truly go and actively be in the left?
No.
No.
He has to see in advance why he's getting into the left, which is in order to move the left to the right.
So, can we define that the right means that you have the greatness and importance of the Creator, and you search for how to attach vessels to it, and the left is that you actually have deficiencies and vessels, but you don't have enough greatness?
Look,
the truth is the difference between right and left is in order to strengthen the right and see it as complete, see the complete form in it. That's it.
Ken.
Yes.
מקבלים כוחות.
How do we receive the forces to go in concealment?
שאדם עובד עם עצמו, מדבר עם עצמו, נמצא ב...
When a person works with himself, he's in dialogue with himself, found in connection with the group and going forward, then he naturally is closed in that work. And that leads him to modesty.
It's written that humbleness means to work like the general public and not draw any special attention. But if such a desire awakens in me, let's say not to sign up to the Congress, not to sign up for a meal, because first I want to scrutinize what my intentions are and then I'll be with the friends.
That's not even correct. I don't understand what for. What's the benefit of these actions?
He said in the article, on the one hand, you have to be in pride, on the other hand, in loneliness. I don't want to just follow my will to receive that tells me this is the action that you should do. It's good. Be together with everyone. But rather, first you want to scrutinize that indeed you want to bestow that it is indeed lishma, or maybe there's no point in that.
How do you do that when you are on your own, disconnected from the tent, the goal is not in front of you, because everything is measured by the ten and the general goal.
So to begin with, the scrutiny should be that first of all, I'm together with everyone, and only there I start to scrutinize.
Correct. Only within the others, when you are incorporated with them, you can clarify what you're...
בעמוד וחצי הראשונים של המאמר
in the first page and a half of the article he speaks a lot about actions that we do as preparation, practical mitzvot, practical work, and I want to understand how to look at it correctly, at all the actions that we have to do as preparation. What does it mean about these actions?
If you're talking about practical mitzvot, then the main thing for us is not to do things that can cause us a descent or exit from the collective.
What does that mean?
That we try to be within the framework that the collective cares about.
Who is this collective that we don't get out of? The group of Bnei Baruch, the people of Israel?
What's accepted, the customary, according to the Torah?
I don't understand.
Well, whether you, it's understood for you or not, I don't know. But we have to try to correct our actions in such a way that they will all be aligned with the whole and not against.
It's really
unclear. There are many manners where on the outside different currents in Judaism keep these actions of the collective. They consider it not leaving the collective.
I'm not asking what other people think. I more or less understand what is considered Torah and mitzvot that are written in the Torah, and I agree with them and not going against them.
So I want to understand what you're saying. Right now, I'm in a fog. I don't manage to understand it. What does it mean for me? or us? What actions should we do, practical actions during the preparation that organize us in a way that we will be able to then acquire the vessels and the intention?
We also externally need to be not against the actions of the mitzvot. Bit by bit. That will stabilize. I don't understand all of you why you are suddenly doing this or doing that. Who determines here in the group that you can wear a kippah or not wear a kippah or behave this or that? It just suddenly happens. So I don't know how you're doing it.
No.
That's it. All the rest is up to you.
Ken.
Proud or share too much. So when is it correct to have like an eruption, a breakthrough, or try to help the society to scrutinize a certain state, and when it is better just dissolve in the 10 and just wait that everything to dissolve in the society and wait?
This I don't know. There's a lot of states here, and I think that a person mostly has to be inside the society on average and be like everyone as much as it's possible. And that's it. And from that we'll advance.
How do I scrutinize that I'm not disturbing the friends with my smile or my behavior?
How do I understand that? I don't think you need to talk about it that much. I think that a person needs to go through all these things internally, absorb as much as possible. And what you see from him, you see through actions and not words.
From the slavery of the shells.
Again,
what should be one's precise intention in order to be liberated from the slavery of the shells, in order to get out of the shells?
Man's intention,
what?
To be freed from the shells.
I think that most certain thing to do is to adhere to the group, because it's the closest to the person, the clearest, and he has to make only one step, and he's already inside of them.
Me, woman, questions from the internet. Women PT 10, who awakens the left line, me or the Creator?
That obviously happens by the Creator.
From Belarus, what should we do to avoid getting stuck in one of the lines and continue to advance?
To constantly try and be in a deficiency to adhere to the group. Deficiency to adhere to the group is the most corrected, what aims me towards the correction.
What is a practical action in the spiritual work?
Practical action in our world is that I try to help the friends, to help society, to be in an uplifted state with high spirits.
From Women PT10, is our desire that constantly wants to see a sign that we are on the right path, is it actually a shell?
No. Why? We need to try to constantly be in a tendency to connect, because connection is the corrected state and the only state that we can depict before ourselves in somewhat.
Скромность в работе и говорится там как бы про наружное окружение.
Humbleness in the work, is it with respect to the environment? How do we combine humbleness with dissemination?
We don't disseminate something about us. We're not disseminating ourselves. We're disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah that brings humanity to the best possible convenient state. That's why there's no place to be ashamed about. We didn't create the world. We don't need to correct it. The created beings, but all of us need to connect in order to correct ourselves for ourselves.
So, what exactly is being humble?
That everywhere I disseminate or do anything, I think about the collective, the public, all of reality, all created beings. In order to give the Creator contentment, I must think of everyone.